life, with inside of our ministry, with inside of the youth. And I know God's got something great in store for each and every one of us. Amen. And I want to thank God for my pastor, who's been there through thick and thin, and, you know, with the ups and the downs and all that's taking place. Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene's been there for us, and I thank God for his vision. Amen. He didn't have to say, look at that choir up there, right? But he has a vision. He has a purpose, and he knows that his purpose is to fill this church with people that were just like him. Amen. People that are just like you and I. Amen. Purpose, vision. Amen. That's why God has placed it on his heart to have a series on purpose and vision, because I believe right now there's people lacking vision. There's people that are coming to service lacking purpose. Amen. But how many know the God that we serve is able to give you vision? Amen. Let's give it up for Jesus. Amen. The God that we serve is able to give you a purpose. Amen. And I want to thank God for my wife who holds me accountable. Amen. I was sharing with the life group that it's been in my spirit that God's been telling me, you know, he's been putting it in my spirit strong that, you know what, God has put you in a position, in a place where you need to be that armor bearer to your pastor, that he doesn't have to ask you to preach, that you should just offer it up and know that, you know what, he needs to take some load off, amen. He needs a day where he could just rest, where he could just, you know, put ministry to the side and just spend time with his family, with his wife and his kids, amen. And I believe there's other people in this church right now that God is calling, that God is tugging at your spirit and saying, you know what? You can be that armor bearer to your pastor. You can be that armor bearer to his wife, amen, to let him know that, you know what? Take the day off. Let me run with it, amen. And I believe that because of that, God's going to start something new. God's going to start something fresh, amen. Let's give it up for Jesus one more time, amen. As I open up, I want to go to very familiar portion of scripture that's one of our promised scriptures, amen, that's going to take us into this message. Isaiah 54, 2 and 3 reads, enlarge the places of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back, amen. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, amen. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you here this beautiful Sunday morning, God. We thank you for your presence that's in this place, God. We thank you for your vision, Lord, for the purpose that you have placed within inside of each and every one of us, God. I pray for your anointing to fall upon this place like never before, God, that you soften every heart, every mind, Lord, that your word go forward and pierce hearts here this day, God. And I pray, Lord, that you put me to the side, that your word be spoken, God, not my word. For your will be done, not my will, here this day, God. We thank you, we love you, and the church of God says, amen. And the church of God says, amen. Amen. Let's read that over, 54 verse 2. It reads, enlarge the places of your tents. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. Verse 3, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Amen. I put here, our ministry has a vision to reach the four corners of the world. Amen. Vision, purpose. Amen. God has given this ministry a vision to reach the four corners of this world, the inner cities where some churches don't want to go into. Amen. That's the vision that God has given us. Amen. Where people don't want to go to, God has given us that vision to go reach out to those that nobody else wants to talk to, amen? When you stretch your tent curtains, it'll call for growth, which will bring more responsibility and expand your vision, amen? Tell your neighbor, expand your vision. See, God has given people vision in this church, amen? But some of us have settled, right, with the vision that God has first given us, to just be off of drugs, to just be a churchgoer, amen? God has given us a vision, but people settle. That's why it says to stretch your curtains wide, amen? Because God knows, yeah, at first, he'll give you a vision, but he doesn't want you to stay there. God wants you to stretch your curtains wide. God wants you to go further in the walk that you have, that God has called you for, amen? But it's going to call for growth, Amen. And that's where a lot of people don't want to do. They just want to come to church and just come to church. Amen. But God is calling for people to grow. Amen. In order for this ministry to grow, people are going to have to grow. I believe God wants to bring the flood of people in, but he's looking at the people's hearts. He's looking at where people are at, with their walk with God. And I don't believe God's going to fill this church unless he has people that are growing. God isn't going to fill this church unless he got people in place to fill this church, to work with people. Amen. Pastor's been speaking to the leadership about discipleship. Amen. And I don't believe God's going to bring people if nobody's going to work with them. Amen. But with this scripture, when I read it, I can't help but to get excited. Amen. Knowing that that's what's taking place within our ministry. Amen. That we got churches all over the world. Amen. And pretty soon we'll be having a church launched out from this church to go to Florida. Amen. Where God has expanded Pastor Jamie and Sister Tammy's vision. They've been pastors, and you know what? God has expanded their vision. He's taken them to that next level. Amen. But there's going to be men that need to rise up to take Pastor Jamie's position. There's going to be women that need to rise up to take Sister Tammy's position. Amen. But it's going to call for growth. Amen. It's going to call for people to expand their vision. See, a lot of people just want to see what they want to see. They don't want to see what God has in store for them. And when I think of vision, I think of binoculars. Amen. It's been in my spirit. And I walked out the house yesterday, and I see a lady next door, and she's looking out with binoculars. I'm like, tripped out, like, I'm about to go back in the house. But when you see binoculars and when you look through binoculars, you're focused on one single thing, right? Your vision is on one single thing when God is trying to show you the bigger picture. Amen. God wants you to put them binoculars down and show you the bigger picture and why God has saved each and every one of us, why God has given us a purpose. God wants you to put them binoculars down. And I believe today that somebody's vision is cloudy this morning, right? That there's a fog that's clogging up somebody's vision. But I believe here this day that God is going to remove that fog. I believe here this day that God is going to give somebody a vision that's going to exceed what they can do, amen? But it's going to take growth, amen? And I put here as well, I'm excited because expanding my vision, that God is expanding my vision, showing me that one of those desolate cities has a V.O. Pintor family Milwaukee name on it. Amen. Let's give it up for Jesus. That's not my vision, because I know that's of God. Because that's a greater vision that I know I can't do on my own ability. But I know that God has given me a vision, that God has given me a purpose. And it isn't just to stay here in Milwaukee. For the time being, I'm here, and I'm going to do what I have to do to raise up other men. But when my time comes, it's my time to go. But I'm also going to need somebody to rise up, amen, to take my position. I need a young man that's going to rise up and say, you know what? I'm going to exceed what David did, amen? That's what we're doing. When we disciple people, we give them all that we know, but we let God take it from there. Amen. To raise up future men that's going to be launched out as well. Amen. I put here, I believe that my vision, my purpose is put in place so that God can fulfill the promises that he gave our pastor. Amen. We know that Pastor Charlie has a purpose. We know that he has a vision. We know that God has promised him some things. Amen. And the promise is going to come through you and I. Amen. To be fulfilled, it's going to come through you and I. It's going to take some men stepping out in faith and saying, you know what? Wherever it is, I'll go, Pastor, because I know that God has given you a vision. I know that God has given you a vision to make the city of Milwaukee a launching pad. Amen? Where God is going to raise up some men using Pastor Charlie for us to just take off to our own desolate cities. Where God is going to use us to be those Pastor Charlies. Amen. To have that vision that one day there's going to be a choir up there with 30 people, and it's going to be you and I. Amen. I can't sing, but by faith I'll go up there. Amen. I can't sing a word, but I'll go up there because it's a vision that he's given our pastor. And if it's a vision that he's given our pastor, I want to be part of that. Amen. I want to be, you know, part of that vision that God has given to our pastor, but it's going to take what? Growth. Amen. It's going to take us stepping out by faith. It's going to take us catching that vision that God has given to our pastor. Amen. I also believe that we all came here with a vision, a purpose, but not all of them are from God. Amen. I believe there's people here today with vision and purpose that are not all from God. And you can say, man, brother, you're wicked, right? You got it all twisted. How can you say that? Because I know where I came from. I know how I came into this church. I came into this church with no vision. I came into this church with purpose, but it was for the work of the enemy. Amen? My purpose was to get high all the time. Amen? I didn't come trying to catch a vision from God. Amen? I didn't want to get off drugs. If there was one thing I was good at, was getting high. Amen? But coming to church, God allowed me, stepping out in faith, to say, you know what? There's something in that man that I can use. Amen? I didn't come to this church looking for God's purpose. I didn't come to this church looking for God's vision. I didn't come to this church looking to change, willing to change. But the God that we serve, amen, the God that we serve is able to meet us exactly where we're at. Amen? The God that we serve knows exactly where we're at. Like Pastor was preaching last Sunday, God starts at the end and comes to the beginning. Amen? He knows where you're going to be at. He knows what he's going to use you for. But he also knows that he has to go back to the beginning to get you to that place. Amen? I came to this church not looking for a vision, but he has given me a vision and a purpose to build his kingdom. Amen? God is so good that he can give vision to people who aren't even looking for it. Amen? Who aren't even looking for it. You may be here this day not even coming to look for vision. But let me tell you something, that God is going to be able to give you a vision. You may come to this service today not expecting something, but God is able to give you something even when you're not even looking for it. Amen? He's able and he's willing. Amen? He's just looking for a people that are just going to make their way to service, and he's going to take it from there. That's why it's important to catch the vision. That it's important to catch the vision to come an hour early for prayer. Amen? Because there's people that are coming in without Jesus abiding within them, without the Spirit flowing through them. Amen? There's people that are coming without the Spirit of God tugging at their hearts. Amen? But I believe that when we catch the vision, when we know our purpose, when we come early for prayer in the morning, that God begins to break those strongholds. That person that came in here with no purpose will leave out because of the power of prayer. Amen? That's why it's important to catch the vision of prayer. Amen? As we go to the book of 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 16. And this is a familiar portion of scripture, a familiar story, but I believe this fits for what the series that we're on. Amen. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king." But Samuel asked, "How can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." "Take a heifer with you," the Lord replied, "and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord." Verse 3, "Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me." Verse 4, "So Samuel did as the Lord instructed. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. 'What's wrong?' they asked. 'Do you come in peace?' 'Yes,' Samuel replied. 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then Samuel performed the purification rite for Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. Verse 6, when they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, 'Surely this is the Lord's anointed.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Verse 8, then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in the front of Samuel. But Samuel said, this is not the one the Lord has chosen. Next, Jesse summoned Shimeah, but Samuel said, neither is this the one the Lord has chosen. In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were present to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse replied. But he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once, Samuel said. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives. Verse 12. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome. That wasn't me, amen. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one. Anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. Amen. I put here, sometimes the visions you get may not be of God, but of the flesh, like Jesse. Amen. See, Jesse, he didn't even consider his son David, right? He left him in the shepherd's field. He said, no, I got other warriors. I got other men that are big and strong that will be able to be that king, right? And one by one, God will say, nope, that's not the one. Nope, not him. It's not him. I haven't chose him. And they go along over the seven brothers. And he said, not one of them, right? But how many know God knew who he wanted to choose? God knew that there was that one boy left, right? The youngest one of them all that God has chosen. Amen. So he sent for David, right? And David comes and God says, you know what? That's the one, right? Anoint him. That's the one I choose. And here this day, I believe God's trying to have that same experience with each and every one of you guys to show you that God has chosen you. Amen. As everybody else walked past, as everybody went about their daily routine and their lives, God chose you to be here this Sunday morning. Amen. To be in his presence, to catch the vision, to gain purpose. Amen. But not only to catch the vision, but to expand the vision that God has given you. Amen. Some of your parents, amen, some of your family, some of your friends, even your enemies may have counted you out, but God doesn't, amen. I know there's some people in this place that their parents might have counted them out, right, that their families may have counted them out, that their loved ones, that their friends have counted them out, and their enemies, that's a given, right? They have counted you out, right? But God doesn't count you out here this day. He has called each and every one of you guys by name. It's not just for our pastor. It's not just for the leadership. It's for each and every one of us. God has called us by name with a specific purpose that no one else can carry out. Amen. The calling that God has placed upon you, the calling, the vision that God has given you is for you and you alone. Amen. It's not for the next brother to carry out. It's not for the next sister to carry out. It's for you to carry out. God has given you a purpose. God has given you a vision. Amen. Stop worrying about the next person's vision. Worry about your vision. Amen. Fulfill the promises that God gives you. The promises that God has placed on your heart. Worry about those. Amen. Because the vision that God gives each and every one of us is for us to carry out. And not only does he give it to us to carry out, he anoints us for us to carry it out. Amen. He doesn't just give us purpose and vision and just tell us, do it on your own. No, he's there with us. Amen. He anoints us for it like he did David. They said, we're not going to sit down and eat until you bring him. Amen. And as soon as they brought him, he got anointed. Right? Because God knew that his anointing was the only thing that was going to keep David. Amen. It was his vision. It was his purpose. The only thing that was going to keep David. Amen. He's not looking at your outer appearance like people do. Right? But he's looking at your heart. Amen? See, we may be able to say certain things about the way you dress, right? Some people may judge you on the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you act. Amen. Some people may say, man, that man is a man of God. But how do you know if you don't know what his heart, where his heart's at? Amen. People look at the outer appearance. They look at how you live and your daily life, but they don't really know your heart. See, and that's one thing about God. He knows your heart. You can be beat up from the feet up, and God knows where your heart's at. Amen. God knew David when he was in that shepherd's field. He knew where his heart was at. He was a young shepherd boy that God knew he was going to anoint to be king. Amen. God knew exactly what he was doing. God knows who he calls. And those who he calls, he anoints. I believe each and every one of us have a calling this morning. I believe each and every one of us have a purpose. I believe if you don't have a vision today, that God's going to give you a vision today, amen? And not only is he going to give you the vision, he's going to anoint you to walk in that vision. He's going to anoint you to walk in your purpose. He's going to anoint you to go out into your city, amen? He's going to anoint you because he has called you. And not only has he called you, but he has given you a purpose. And when he gives you a purpose, he anoints you for it. That's the God that we serve, amen? Let's give it up for Jesus this morning, amen? God is on the move within this church. If you see it or not, God is on the move within this church, amen? From the youngest person to the oldest person, God is on the move within this church, amen? God is giving visions to the young people, amen? I've been working with youth, and real soon, Brother Frankie is taking off, amen? He's been taking off within this ministry, and I believe that step of faith that he takes, God's going to take him to that next level. Amen? Brother Mike, who's been in the home and graduated, now who's in the D home, he caught the vision because pretty soon he's going to take off. Amen? Because God has given him a vision. God has given him a purpose. Mike knows exactly where he came from. Mike knew where his heart was, but it was God that knew exactly where his heart was. We may have seen Mike, right, coming into the home, but we didn't see his heart, right? People might have seen a person coming into the home and like, I don't know if he's going to make it. Who are you to judge? Amen? Who are you to judge? God knows where that person's heart is. God knows what his calling is. God knows what her purpose may be. But God starts at the end and works his way to the beginning. Amen? I never knew that one day coming into this church 6 years ago that I would be here on a Sunday morning preaching the gospel. But God did. Amen. And not only did he know who he was calling, but he anointed me. Amen. I'm not just that same old David no more. I'm not that quiet David no more that's just going to stand behind everybody else. No, God has given me a purpose. God has given me a vision. And I'm not that David no more. Just like David in the shepherd's field, he wasn't looking for that anointing of God to become king, right? He was just there tending the sheep. He was just there being obedient to his father. Amen. But God the Father called him out of the shepherd's field. God the Father called him and anointed him to be king one day. Amen. But it was going to take him stepping out in faith. It was going to take him catching that vision. It was going to take him sticking to his purpose. Amen. Some people, they draw away from their purpose. They step away from their vision. But let me tell you something here this day. You may have stepped away, but God is bringing you back in. Amen. God is taking you to that level where he says, you know what? You may have stepped away. You may have stepped away from your calling. You may have stepped away from that vision that I've given you, but I'm still here. Your vision is still waiting for you. It may take a little longer, but that vision is there for you to take. Amen? God is anointing men and women within this church. We see the move of God. We see the power of God within our services over the last couple months where God has just been showing up in a powerful way. Amen? But it was going to take people catching that vision. That heart that our pastor has. Amen. It took some rebukings, right? It took some checkings. But it was in place for us to expand our vision. See, if we didn't get checked, our vision would have stayed in the binoculars. We would have just stayed tunnel vision. Amen. But the checking and the rebuking and the teaching, it expanded our vision. Amen. We were able to see that one day this church will be packed out. One day this church will be that launching pad. One day, God may even call this church to be a region for Wisconsin, amen? But it's going to take people catching the vision. It's going to take people walking in their purpose, amen? There's one thing to know your vision and know your purpose, but it's another thing to walk in your vision and walk in your purpose, amen? Vision, purpose, amen? Sometimes Your mind won't allow you to see what the Spirit of God is trying to show you. And that's where I get, you know, somebody's vision may be cloudy here this day. Amen. It may be a state of mind that you're in. It may just be the enemy trying to step in. Or it may be God trying to show you something. Amen. In your time of need, in your time of struggle. It may be God trying to show you, you know what? You need to rely on me. Stop worrying about what your boss is able to do for you. Stop worrying about what your friends are going to say about you. Stop worrying about what the people at work is going to tell you. Amen. Stop worrying about what your family may say. God has given you a purpose and a vision. Walk with what God is trying to do. I promise you, if you walk in your purpose, if you walk in your vision, that God will be there through the thick and the thin. Through the thick and the thin. We've been through our ups and downs, but God has seen us through each and every one of them, amen? Because it's his promise that he's going to be with us. As long as we remain in him, his word says he will remain in us, amen? Sometimes your mind won't allow you to see what the Spirit of God is trying to show you. In doing so, we put limits on ourselves, which puts limits on God. Amen. How many know we serve a God that's limitless, right? That God's able to take a drug addict and turn him into a preacher. That God's able to take a prostitute and turn her into a women's home director, right? That God's able to turn the bad around for the good. Amen. For those who love him and has been called by his name. I believe each and every one of us are here because God called us by name. God has set us free with a purpose and a reason. Not just to be those churchgoers, amen, but to be those radical, radical, radical people for God, amen. We were radical in the world, right? We weren't quiet back then, right? That's a famous saying pastor always says. You weren't quiet in the world. Why are you going to be quiet in the church, right? God hasn't called a people like us to be quiet in church, amen. He called us because he's seen us loud in the streets. He's seen us giving it all away for the works of the enemy. So if he could turn it around within us and turn it around for the works of the kingdom of God, how effective will we be? But if we don't walk within our purpose, if we don't walk within our vision, then it's just going to die away. The vision God gives you may be too big for us, but it's not too big for God. Amen. If the vision that God has given you, you may say God has given you, is good enough for you to handle on your own ability, I'd have to question if that's a vision from God. Amen. If that was a vision from God, then you would need God to carry out that vision. Amen. If it's a vision from God, you're going to need the assistance of God. You can't just do it on your own ability. Amen. The visions that God gives isn't for you to just do on your own ability. If that was the case, anybody in the world would be able to do it. Amen. But God has chosen a select few. Amen. God has chosen a people like us. Amen. God has chosen you and I to carry out this vision within this ministry. Amen. We got a worldwide international vision. You ain't here by coincidence. You ain't here because somebody invited you out. No, you're here because of the power of God reached you exactly where you were at. Amen. His arm wasn't too short to reach you exactly where you're at. Amen. And the power of God may have fallen upon you and you weren't even knowing it. Amen. That's the power of prayer. That's why we can't draw back in the time of prayer. We can't seize back in the time of prayer because our prayers are heard by God, right? We're here to intercede on the behalf of those that can't intercede on their own behalf. Some of our family members, some of our friends, some of our coworkers, even those that we may not know, right? We always pray for those that are out there lost and bound. Amen. And I believe this day that prayer was for me. Over 6 years ago, that prayer was for me, though our pastors didn't know, though Pastor Jamie and Sister Tammy, though Sister Marlene didn't know me at the time, I believe that prayer was to reach me, amen? Because prayer works. The purpose of prayer works. The power of prayer works, amen? We got to catch that vision. We got to catch that vision of prayer. Yeah, we see a lot of people praying and people going to church, and no, we need the power of prayer. Anybody could pray a religious prayer, But it isn't until the power of God comes behind that prayer. It isn't until the hand of God comes behind that prayer and answers the prayer and answers the call, the cries of his people, that we know it's not just a religious prayer. It's not just a prayer to say we prayed. No, it's a prayer of power, amen, of believing, amen. See, prayer, we have to believe in the prayer. If you don't believe in the prayer, it's not going to come to pass, amen. The power of prayer, but it's going to take people catching the vision, waking up a little bit earlier before they go to work, amen, waking up a little earlier Sunday morning before coming to church so that they can make it to prayer, amen. We say service starts at 10, but no, it really starts at 9, right? Because prayer starts at 9 Sunday morning. So if you catch the vision today, I'll see you here at 9 o'clock next Sunday morning. Amen? Amen. When God gives us a vision, it's usually not just for us, but to help others. Amen. When God gave Pastor Charlie a vision while he was locked in jail, right? It wasn't just for him. It was to help others. When God gave Pastor Jamie a vision, it wasn't just for him. It was to help others. Amen? When God gives visions, it isn't just for ourselves. Amen? It's to go out and to help others. Amen? Not a selfish vision, but a vision that's going to go out and to help others. Amen? When God called and anointed David, it was with a purpose that wasn't just for him, but it was for God's people. Amen? The reason God called David wasn't just for him to be saved. It wasn't for him to just, you know what, get out of the taking care of the sheep, right? It wasn't just for him to just be saved, right? God saved him with the purpose to become king and to save his people, amen, to save God's people. If we can go to 1 Samuel 17:32. First Samuel 17:32 through 50, it reads, "Don't worry about this Philistine." And before I go on further, we know the story of David and Goliath, but for those that don't know, Goliath was a giant. He was a Philistine. He was a feared warrior who's been in war since he was young, since his youth, the Bible says. And he would come out, right? The Israelites and the Philistines would go into battle, and everybody was scared of this guy. He was 9 feet tall, right? He would wear armor, bronze armor that were super heavy, and he would have his sword, and he would have his armor bearer holding his shield before him, right? And he would come out for 40 days and just taunt the Israelites. He would just defy God's army, and he would just, you know, call them out. He would tell them, you know what, send a man out here to fight me. And he would tell them, you know, if you send a man out here to fight me and I win, you guys will be our slaves. But if you have a man that can take me out, amen, that'll take me out, then we'll be your slaves, amen. And for 40 days, this would continue to go on, and he would step out. And every time he stepped out, the army of God, the Israelites, would tremble, and they would be in fear, and they'd be scared because of this giant, because they knew he was a warrior, amen. But how many know when God calls and anoints somebody, God calls and anoints somebody, amen? 1 Samuel 17:32, it says, this is David speaking, "Don't worry about this Philistine," David told Saul, "I'll go fight him." Saul replies, "Don't be ridiculous. There is no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win." Lack of faith, amen. "You're only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth. Verse 34, "But David persisted. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after him with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death." I got a little smiley face because that just reminds me of somebody. Pastor Charlie, Mr. Texas, right? Catching all the snakes and clubbing it. And amen. That, I just threw that in there because it just made me laugh when I was reading it. Amen. "If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. Saul finally consented. All right, go ahead, he said, and may the Lord be with you. Amen. How many know David was already anointed? David knew that God was with him already. He says here that he's been delivered from the claws of the lions and the bears. Amen. And the same God that delivered him from that was going to deliver him from that giant. Amen. Verse 38 says, then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet, and a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never worn such things before. I can't go in this, he protested to Saul. I'm not used to them. So David took them off again. He picked up five smooth stones from a stream, and put them into a shepherd's bag. Then, armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight the Philistine. Amen. Vision. He had that vision, right? It wasn't just that tunnel vision. He caught that vision that, you know what? That man is over there. I'm going to take him out. Why? Because God is with me. Amen. Verse 41, Goliath walked out toward David with his shield bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this rutted-faced boy. Am I a dog, he roared at David, that you come at me with a stick? And he cursed David by the names of his gods. Come over here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals, Goliath yelled. You better ask somebody, right? David was anointed by God, and he knew it. Amen. Verse 45, David replied to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. Amen. The God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut your head off. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds of the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people. Amen. But not with the sword and spear. That is the Lord's battle, and he will give you us. 48. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Quickly, right? Don't hold back like the opening scripture said. He moved out there quickly to meet him. He didn't stay back and waited for that attack to come on him. Right? He didn't stay back knowing that he was out of range within his own ability, but, you know, that Goliath would be able to attack him. He didn't stay back. No, he ran out to the front line to meet him. He wasn't scared. He knew that God was with him. He knew that God was with him. And he already knew that God was going to allow him to kill Goliath. Amen? As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone. He hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground, right? Just like the Lord promised. Verse 50, so David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. This is how powerful God is, amen? Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. Amen. God is so good that he'll allow you to conquer your enemy, and he'll allow you to use his tools to conquer him. Amen. He went into the battlefield with no sword. How is he going to cut off the head of this Philistine? With some smooth stones. No, the God that we serve is so good, allowed David to conquer Goliath, and he allowed him to use his own sword to cut his head off. Amen. That's the type of God that we serve. That's the type of God that we need on our side. Amen. Not just the God that's going to deliver our enemies, but he's going to do it in such a way that we know that it was God and God alone. Amen. When God expands your vision, he will expand your mind and your ability to carry out the vision he gave you. Amen. When he gives you a vision, you ain't just going to have that same mindset. Amen. When he gives you a vision, you ain't going to have that mindset of, oh, I don't think I can do this. No, he's going to change your mindset. He's going to give you the ability, amen? He's going to give you that mindset to say, you know what? I can do this because you are with me like David went and conquered Goliath, Amen. Because he knew that he was anointed by God. He knew that he was set for this purpose. Amen. He caught the vision, right? And it wasn't just to become king, it was to save others. Amen. See, that day when they conquered the Philistine, Goliath, the Philistine army was delivered into the hands of the Israelites. Amen. Because of that one act of obedience by David, taking Goliath out, amen, the Israelites will reign. Amen. When David's brothers, right, if you went on before, you would see that David was at the battlefield and his brother's like, what are you doing here? Right? You just come to see the action, right? You just want to see what's taking place. And he's like, you know, I'm just asking questions. Because there was a reward that if anybody were to take out this Philistine, that Saul was going to give one of his daughters up to marry the man that did it, right? And that his family wouldn't have to pay taxes no more, right? Back in those days, I was probably like, yeah, I'm in there, right? But God has given David a vision that his brothers couldn't see, right? His brother would talk down on him and say, you know what? You ain't ready for this, right? When King Saul would say, you know what? You're just a little boy. You can't take out this Philistine, right? When Goliath himself called out David and said, what, you come to me with a stick? You think I'm a dog, right? But little did he know that he was anointed by God, that with that stick, right, with those stones, he was going to be delivered into the hands of that young boy. Amen. You may be a young person here today that you may just come with a couple of sticks and a couple of rocks and a stick. And let me tell you this today, that God is able to use that. You may feel like in your little bag that you come with, nowadays people wear fanny packs, right? You may think that the things that you come with your fanny packs with can't allow you to answer the call that God has in store. And I'm here to tell you today that what you come with is what God is able to use, amen? What you come to God's presence with, God is able to use. See, we think we come to services and we think that God can use us. But I don't believe that David was thinking he was going to be used by God. I don't think that day in that shepherd's field that he thought that God was going to send somebody out to go get him after he said no to the rest of his brothers, right? I don't believe at that time that David was in the shepherd's field that he was like, man, why can't I go? No, he was just being obedient, tending the sheep, amen? But God knew exactly where he was at. He sent somebody out for him, amen? God may send somebody out for you. That's why you're here today. But it was because of God's calling, amen? It was because God has given a purpose to each and every one of us that we're able to speak life to those that may feel lifeless, amen? There's somebody here today that may feel defeated, right? That may feel like, man, I can't go on with what God has called me to do. God has done too many miracles within inside of each and every one of you to say, you know what? God hasn't called me. None of us should be here this day. God has saved so many people. He's been transforming people's minds and their hearts for you to say, you know what? Man, this isn't for me. No, God has called you with a purpose. God has saved you with a purpose. God has given a vision for you to fulfill. Amen? But it's going to take you stepping out in faith. It's going to take you being that David in the shepherd's field, right, who didn't feel like he had much to offer. But when God anoints you, he gives you more than what you can ask for. Amen? When God anoints you, he gives you a purpose and a reason to fulfill the vision. Amen? When David's brothers, King Saul and Goliath, counted him out, God was with David. He called and anointed him. And because of it, Goliath was conquered. Amen? Goliath was conquered, right? The army of God, the Israelites, were able to continue to move, right? Because that one person that God has called. Amen. Now, what giant may be before you this day? Amen. I'm here to tell you that whatever giant that's before you this day, you have the tools to take them out. Amen. And that tool is found in Jesus. Whatever's before you, whatever giant, whatever person, whatever thing is before you that's trying to take you out, that's trying to stop you, I'm telling you that God has given you the tools to take them out. Amen. God has already equipped each and every one of us. The Bible says that he'll equip your hands for battle, right? We're in a spiritual battle here this day, and God is looking to equip some people, amen? God is looking to anoint some people this day. God is looking to call people. God is looking to to widen the vision within this church, amen? But it's going to take people with a willing heart, like David did, amen? I put here, David will go on to fulfill the vision, the purpose God anointed him to fulfill. He became king of Israel, amen? As you read on, you will see how Saul would try to go and attack David, and he would try to send people to take him out over and over, and finally, he would try to take him out himself, amen? But God anointed David. God knew the purpose that David had, the vision that God has given David. He knew it. So that one day, Saul called upon one of his armor bearers and said, you know what, run this sword through me. He knew that God was going to punish him. Amen. See, something that may be coming against you this day, but God is on your side. God is looking to punish the opponent. Amen. God is looking to fight the fight for you. Amen. No matter what you may be going through here this day, God is on your side. Amen. The Bible says, if God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. Whatever may be up against you this day, I'm here to tell you that God is able to move that mountain. But it's going to take that willing heart. It's going to take that spirit of David. Amen. He became king. Amen. We may say, well, King David was a man after God's heart and followed what God wanted him to. Amen. But if you read on, amen, if you read on and see, you know, what David would go on to do, you would see, man, God is calling the imperfect people. God knew exactly who he was calling when he called them. Amen. You'll see that King David will commit adultery with a married woman named Bathsheba. Amen. God isn't calling a perfect people. God knew exactly what David was going to do. But God knew he needed a warrior, amen? He needed a person that was going to stand and in the midst of the storm, stand some more. I believe we have some people that stood in the storm, amen, that are still here because of God's presence, because of his purpose, because of the vision that God has in store for us, amen? David would go on to be king, and he would fall in love with this lady, Bathsheba, and what was crazy is Bathsheba was married already. And what was even crazier is that David put Bathsheba's husband on the front line, right, at war and knew that he was going to get killed, right? Imperfect people God calls. God calls an imperfect people to carry out a perfect plan. Amen. The purpose that God has in store for each and every one of us is a perfect plan. But we defile it, right? We throw dirt on the plan, amen? God knew exactly what he was calling David for, and he knew exactly what David was going to do, but he still called him. Why? Because he had a willing heart to go out, amen? God knew what King David was going to do before he did it. He still called David, gave him a vision and a purpose, amen? If we can go back to 1 Samuel 16:7. It says, but the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. This is the part I want you to catch. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Amen. God is looking at your heart. He's not looking at what everybody else is looking at. He's not seeing if you have a nice haircut, if you have a nice car, if your dress looks good, if you smell good. No, he looks at your heart. He doesn't look at how fat your pockets may be if you have a lot of money, but he's able to bless you to where you get to that point. Amen. But it's going to come from giving, right? Giving of your finances, giving of your heart. Amen. You have to have a willing heart, a surrendered heart. Amen. He isn't looking for perfect people, but people with willing hearts. Amen. And that's why I believe God's doing such great work within the city of Milwaukee. Because he called the imperfect person, but with a willing heart, right? Pastor Charlie has a willing heart, amen? That's why when I felt it in my spirit to call Pastor, and I would tell my wife, and she would hold me accountable to it, I would tell her, like, man, God put it in my spirit to take over Sunday service, to call Pastor and say, take the Saturday off. And right after that, she's like, did you call Pastor? The next day, I talked to her, did you call Pastor? Right, and I share it with the life group, and one of, I believe it was Frankie, he was like, oh, well, Pastor said before, he was like, when you want to be held accountable to something, If you want to do something, tell somebody else, right? And they're going to hold you accountable to it. So I tell the guys in the life group, right? And Frankie's like, oh, you got to call a pastor. I'm like, shh. There's still a few days before then where the enemy might try to take me out, right? But I knew what God has given me. I knew the tugging that God has given me. I knew the purpose, the vision that God has placed before me. Amen? And in order for me to expand my vision, I have to step out, right? If you want to expand your vision, step out. Step out and see what God shows you. If you want your vision to be expanded, step out in faith and see what God is able to show you. Amen? Too many of us want to stay back, not stepping out in faith, and God's not able to show you that greater vision, right? You can't even catch the vision before you. Why is he going to give you a greater one? Amen? Catch the vision that's before you. Step out in faith and know that God is going to show you a greater vision. Amen? Some people may look at who you are and what you've done and count you out. Amen? We could just see that in society today, right? For the people that are felons, right? You can't own a gun. It doesn't matter how long ago you did the crime, right? It doesn't matter how good of a person you are now. You have a felony on your record. You can't get a gun. Well, legitly, right? You can still get a gun. Don't get a gun. I'm not saying that. Amen? But we see it as society counts them out, right? They don't see at, you know, who they used to be and who they are now. That's how God sees it. God doesn't see at your shortcomings or your failures in your past. He sees who you are now. He sees your heart, and he sees who he wants you to be. Amen? He looks at your heart. He doesn't look at the outward appearance. He doesn't say, you know what? I don't think I can use him. No, God has called you with a purpose, right? God has saved you with a reason. Amen? But if God gave you a vision, he will anoint you to carry out that vision. Amen? As the worship team makes their way. I just thank God for the vision that he's given to this ministry. Amen? I just thank God that I can be a part of this vision. Amen? Not just that same old churchgoer, not just that same person that just sits back and relaxes and enjoys the show, right? No, I want to be a part of this vision. Amen? If we can go to Isaiah 43:1, the Bible reads, "But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." Amen? You are mine. If God created you, you are his. If he's called you by name, you are his. He summoned you. It isn't because of who you used to be or who you are today. No, it's because of who God is. Amen? Who God is and who he's able to make you to become. Amen? If God created you, he is calling you. Not to fear, because you belong to him. Amen? If we can all stand.